Teresa Emma's life falls into two distinct halves. First, the travelling Venetian soprano, and later the so-called Mrs. Cornelis, posing as a respectable widow. In this second role, she arrived in London in 1759, at the age of 36, with her daughter Sophie, whose father was none other than Casanova. Realising her singing career was probably behind her, Teresa turned to another talent, that of impresaria. She rented a handsome mansion, Carlyle House, perfectly situated on Soho Square. Starting modestly with evenings of cards and music, she soon expanded her events, adding a grand banqueting room that could seat 400. Her lavish suppers and masked balls became the talk of Europe. Evenings began at 7 with a concert of vocal and instrumental music, followed by dinner and dancing from 9 until the early hours of the morning. Composers like Abel and Johann Christian Bach provided the music, while refreshments came from the former chef to the Prince of Wales. Carlyle House operated as an exclusive private club, the Society in Soho Square, with membership restricted to carefully vetted nobility and gentry. These events became so fashionable that Soho Square became choked with carriages, prompting the city to introduce a new one-way traffic system. However, when the rival Pantheon opened on Oxford Street in 1765, Carlyle House declined, and within 9 months, Mrs. Cornelis was bankrupt. The house was seized and its contents auctioned. She drifted in and out of debtor's prison and remarkably continued to pursue public entertainments. Eventually, at the age of 70, she was spotted going by the name of Mrs. Smith and selling ass's milk on the streets. Here's a taste of the chamber music that was popular at the time by J.C. Bach, whose music often opened the entertainments of Carlyle House. His quartets feature flute, violin, gamba, and forte piano. The group Les Ombres perform the second movement of his second quartet, Opus 8, No. 2, in D major.
Thank you.
That was the second movement from J.C. Bach's Second Quartet, Opus 8, No. 2 in D major, performed by Les Ombres.